I'm really good, satisfied with this I have. I think for a couple of months I don't need anything more. Does it ever happen? No. We talked about it. Remember when we talked about the wife of the Arab who was looking around and nagging about the thing that could be there, maybe there. I hope it was there. You give it more, it wants more. So this is something. Close this mouth, which is this and that one. Close this mouth, then you could open another mouth. Another mouth, which is something else, because this, this eating system, really, and this talking system, this is our problem. This is what will keep us from the truth. The physical appearance will keep us busy. We don't even try to guess what's behind it. When you see a person, you judge by the physical appearance at that moment, that fellow. You will not see the truth. You have to close this eye and this mouth, because let me tell you, the gate of hell is the mouth. Yes, it's the gate of the heaven as well. It works both ways. Have you ever thought about understanding, which is a very good stuff? How could you separate it from misunderstanding? When we're talking, both are there. Sometimes it's this, sometimes it's that. Because the universe we are experiencing is something very, very bizarre. Something which is bizarre, but I insisted that, think about it. Think about that impossible stuff. Remember two oceans? The waves will touch each other, and they're divided by the highest unlimited mountain. It's even worse than that. Imagine a lake, half blood, half milk. Just imagine. That's what it is here. The blood and the milk I was talking about. Your blood should turn to milk. Let's say I'm only alive for this single moment. The alien is here and he says, okay, this is your last seconds of your life. Tell me, what is this path you're talking about? To turn the blood to milk and I die. Thanks God. Then what? That alien could understand a hell of a lot from this. Right or wrong? That alien stops and says, what was this fella saying? He said, blah, 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 blah. He said, okay, first, he said, transforming that. Said, what is blood? You tell him. It's what nourishes my body and it's keeping me alive. What is milk?
It's the food that you eat to nourish you.
It's a food that
this blood is mine. The milk is what I produce for someone else. Blood is me. Milk is give out. I changed my blood to milk, not to drink it. Nobody had ever done that. That transformation is this. If you want to really walk this path, you should realize that this is the path of we. It's not my path. I shouldn't walk on this path as I am doing it. It's we. We are all together in it, and we will be the real seeker of the truth when we transform. Our blood will transform to milk. We understand that this beauty is not for my consumption. This beauty is something that I want to feed others with. That's the difference. True knowledge. Scientific knowledge is clear. You learn science to use it, right? For you, for your benefit. This is the other one. You use it for the others. Like what? Could you give me an example? Because I'm this six-year-old nasty boy now, I say, maybe there's never been someone like that. Do you know someone like that?
Someone who is creative and shares his beauty.
Like? How about Rumi? Rumi, who was a successful man, and he really got it all. I believe he got even the dream of the young fellows today. Because young people today, they are in rush and they want to retire very young and be successful and make it very fast. And Rumi did all that. He started at a young age to be the dean of the faculty of his dad. And he fitted in that. He went for meditation, he fulfilled the education, he became the judge and all that, successful fellow. And at the age of 38, something like that, he was retired from that life, wasn't he? Finished. He transformed to someone else and he could have done nothing. But for the rest of his life, he worked like hell, every day, talking, doing this, doing that. What was he doing? Teaching it to others. Because if there is no others, there is no we. Because there is no others. Others means that part of me, not others as different one. There is no exclusivity, remember? We believe in one we. And that we includes everything, everything, everything. It will be worse than this. Wait, you will say that it's even beyond the imaginable and even unimaginable. It's even beyond that. That's this. There is this beauty unlimited, which should be created by whom? By you. By you. By you. By every single one of us. And this is what the path is. So he will deny all the trip of his favorite Hasanuddin for those 2 years. Listening, those 2 years going and listening. All of this was nonsense. Now it's okay. Because he's sitting down, he learned to be a teacher as well. Because we don't learn it to know it. We pass it along in a way. Add it to it because he's starting to say what is hikmat, what is ma'rifat, right? He wants to explain the root of this, which we say it's not science, it's another kind of knowledge. It's the way to see the things, not to know the things. That is Danish, this is Binesh to us, right? Listen, this, the everlasting light is beside this low world. I mean, the truth, where is the truth? Truth is in this physical stuff. You cannot divide the truth from reality. Everything is one. The oneness of that. So that blood and that milk, they're one. Like those two oceans, which are one and the opposite, this one when you take one step in it without precaution, your milk will be turned to blood through commixture. Commixture is my dilemma, because I am the mixture of the spirit, the breath, and the monkey, the animal, living creature. We're both, right? When I'm not careful, the animal will take over. Then everything will become confused. Like, he will give you an example. Adam took one step in sensual pleasure. Separation from his high place in paradise became a collar on the neck of his soul. He said, look at Adam. One mistake, and he was kicked out. It's like that. But he will tell it in a very different way. First of all, why Adam was kicked out? Any of you having a clear idea? Why did Adam was punished to be kicked out?
You mean the story or the a deeper meaning?
The deeper meaning.
So that he could grow and become a responsible, mature human being.
Yes, but what was the guilt? Guilt was the Eve's one, right? Having the fruit of knowledge, but not this one. This is not what Eve ate. That one was that cleverness that the human being has, intelligence. That fruit is shared between Satan and Eve. Satan will have a boy and say, look, it doesn't happen. It's knowledge, information. So they are kicked out to practice upon it, because if you don't practice upon it, so what? Everything was changing for a different stuff. He said, look at that. One step to please his nafs. Here he talks about nafs, ego. To please his ego, then his ego is carrying that necklace or, no, it's not necklace, what is it?
Collar? It collar. Says collar.
Yeah, collar. The ego is having that collar, not Adam. Adam wanted to please the ego, and ego is carrying that collar, which is being far from paradise. The angels were fleeing from him as from the devil. How many tears did he shed for the sake of the single loaf? Single loaf, one bite of that knowledge. Guess what? Although the sin which he had compassed was a hair, means tiny really, yet that hair had grown in his eyes. Then he will say, imagine one hair in your eye, what will happen? Oh, it's too much, right? Ha, let's go back and study this story again. First of all, what was the sin? The sin was hair. Do you remember what hair is? Hair is the path. Each of us has a single hair to his head. So his sin was the hair. But this hair was in his vision, in his eyes. Means he had a glimpse of path. So he had to walk it. So he was kicked out to walk the path, to be Adam. The Adam himself, he was the eye of the old light. Adam was the eye of eternal light. Hair in eye is a great mountain. If Adam had taken counsel in that, he would not have uttered excuse in patience. Because when one intellect is joined with another intellect, it prevents evil action and evil speech. But when the nafs is associated